Hi, my beautiful people. This is Femi Shavery, and I am here with your daily dose of energy. We are on our daily devotion. First, I want to say thank you guys so much for all of your feedback. Thank you for your shares, your likes, your DMs, your messages. Thank you. I see your stories and I try to heart as many of them as I possibly can on Instagram and Facebook. I am always overjoyed by the support. I love it so much. I'm so grateful. This is 5 years of us being on this journey together. Again, many of you have been on this journey with me throughout the different phases of my career, not just corporate or just podcasting. You've been with me since the documentary days. You've been with me since PR days. You've been with me since I was in the group. Entertainment has been my life since I was 20. So you guys have been there. You've been there through the magazines. You've been there through all of the interviews, the media coverage, everything. And I am so grateful. I'm thankful. I do not take any of it lightly. I know that a lot of you ask, you know, why am I so modest, all these things, but it's just because it's not about me. It's always been about God. It's always been about what God wants to do with me, but it's always been about my own personal journey. And I've always felt like I'm living my life so that those that are watching, so that those are interacting with me are also in that space where they're able to see that everything is possible. Not because you're going to do it like I've done it, not because you're going to go the path that I've done or the path that I've gone, but because you're going to choose the path that's for you based on what you believe God has for you. And so that has always been my motive. That have always been my, I remember exactly where I was when I made the decision to always be myself and to always remain authentic. And I remember it because I was riding in the car with my ex-boyfriend. And he said something to me. I was talking to him about his family or something that was going on. It was drama. It was some kind of drama. And I was like, you know, I was giving my advice and or not my advice, but my perspective. And he's like, you know what? Everyone is not in Brandy land, you know, Brandy, everyone's not going to live in Brandy land. You know, that's your own little world. And I made the decision right then, like, do I cower away from being who I am and speaking my truth and standing firm in what I believe? I was 25 at the time. Or do I say I'm committing to being myself, whatever this journey looks like? If that means I'm in Brandy land, then Brandy land, here we are. And that is what I chose. I chose Brandy land. I chose to remain authentic. I chose to not conform to the lifestyles that were beneath me, that I didn't come from, that I knew I was better than. And not in a sense of I'm too good, but yeah, I'm too good. I knew that I had so much in me. I knew that I wasn't leading a path of wickedness, and I was really coming from a place that was pure. My heart was pure. I've been through so much stuff up until that point. So how could I say being me wasn't enough? How could I say that something was wrong with me when being me is what made me survive this long, right? So I say all that to say, my God, I'm so blessed and I'm so thankful and I'm so honored. And it's a privilege to be in this space to share this at 39 years old. Someone who didn't even think about doing anything like this ever in my life. Like I just really have been on a path of empowerment. And it's so interesting when I look back, because I keep a lot of the things that I've done and the business cards and the magazine covers and the write-ups and things like that. I keep them and I read them often to just keep myself, you know, reminded of where I started, but also what my mission has always been. And my mission has always remained the same: inspire, empower, encourage, you know, Lady Dynasty, right? That was me. That was keeping me at the pinnacle of where God has for me. And I've always known that. And I've always been blessed to be in rooms that I never even imagined. And I've always been humbled in every one of them. So when you ask, why am I so modest? Why don't I talk about a lot of the things that I've done or achieved or accomplished? It's because it's never about me. It's always about God. And I hold that closely. So I'm saying all that to say thank you guys so much for all of your love and your support. Thank you for remaining intertwined in the word of mouth. Like, I never promoted this podcast. And I know that that is very different for a lot of people nowadays. They think, what? Like, you, especially knowing I come from marketing, it's like, what? You didn't do? No, haven't done it. I only wanted 7 people to ever hear it because it wasn't even supposed to go this long. It's supposed to go for 7 days, you know, for 7 people, 7 days, no longer than 7 weeks, inspiring men specifically. And here we are. We are literally global. And I have done still no promotion. I have not done anything to promote this other than just share what I feel internally and, start a newsletter. And then people just, it really took off. And I'm very blessed. I'm thankful. I'm grateful. And I don't take it lightly. I do this because it feels like a part of my purpose. And I want that no matter what happens, no matter what I want it always be available for people to listen to and for people to get encouragement or wherever they are in their life. And that's why I do this. So I want to say thank you guys for that. And for those of you who have been a part of this podcast for a very long time, you know that I'm very transparent and I share a lot of my dreams with you. I share a lot of my insights, things that I feel and the significance of those things spiritually. And so I'm going to do that on today's episode because I feel like it's something in it that someone is needing to hear and know. And I prayed before I started this episode, but I will definitely, I'm going to end it with prayer today. I'm going to do something a bit different. We're not going to read from the devotional again today. Yesterday was from the Bible. Today is just speaking from the heart, basically. But I really do pray that whatever it is that someone hears in this episode, they hear it and they take whatever is needed from it. It's a very personal thing for me because I am someone who I've been very transparent and I keep that line of communication and clarity open because I feel like that's one of the ways God uses me. And so for the last couple of days, and I told you guys this, I've been honest on the previous episodes where it's just been a very emotional. It's felt very emotional. I felt like a bubbling up of emotion. And there have been so many things that have been happening and transpiring on an emotional level that have made me really feel emotionally drained, right? And there's several different lessons in that. One of the lessons is being attached to things that you so much in. And I know people are like, oh, you can't take things personally. Don't take things personally. But the truth of the matter is, it's everything that I'm tied to is personal because I put all of me in everything that I am investing myself in because it is utilizing moments that I will never get back. It is utilizing time that I will never be able to recoup. It is giving a piece of myself that I'll never be able to get back. So I have to be full-fledged on board with whatever it is that I'm doing. Mind, body, and spirit has to be aligned in order for me to be a part of it, be it a job, be it a relationship, be it a place I live, whatever. There is a purpose in it all. I promise you, there's a purpose in it all. And I am very intentional in that way. And so when I speak about the emotional toll things take on me, it isn't because I'm not in tune with my emotion. I really am. I'm very connected with my spirit. I'm very attuned to my feelings. And people will say, feelings aren't real. But well, feelings are absolutely real because how else would I know that God is speaking to me? How else would I know that my discernment is on point? How else would I know if for not a feeling? So yes, feelings are real. However, there is a thin line between intuition and insecurity and also feeling inadequate and allowing those fears to steer your choices and decisions. That's not the energy I'm in at all. Being emotional is energy. Emotion is very natural. It's what we all are doing. If you're connected with people who are not in tune with their emotions or don't know that emotions are a part of who they are, I would highly suggest you detach yourself because it is a dangerous place to be. That is a dangerous playground to frequent. So I will definitely tell you guys, yes, it has been an emotional few days. And honestly, I feel like it's a prerequisite to what could be occurring throughout the lives of everyone in the next coming weeks and months throughout up until we get into the end of the year. It's always like that in autumn as we're going to the last equinox of the year. It's very, 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 very interesting. But I'm in this place and I was just so overwhelmed Thursday and Friday of last week emotionally to where I wasn't like going crazy or going out on my mind or anything, but emotions were bubbling, right? Emotions in the form of tears. I had not been crying. I'm not a person that cries, that I like to cry as far as, you know, I'm not ashamed of the tears, but I'm not a person who is a frequent crier in the public. Right. Unless it's something extremely hard, extremely heavy, extremely where I can't control myself. Otherwise, I keep that to myself. So. But I cry. You know what I'm saying? It's a very beautiful form of release. However, so Saturday I rested. Sunday I got up and I still was resting all day, but I got up and I was literally I did my pickup order, got some air in the tire. I went to the store. I went back home. No, I didn't go to the store. I got some air and tire, picked up my pickup order from Target and went back home. And I felt still super drained. Like I literally only watched one series all weekend and I didn't even love the series. The series was not that great to me. It's called Bloodline on Netflix. And if you're interested, I still don't understand what the heck I was watching. It's like some kind of weird suspense twisted story. I don't know, but I watched it. It's three seasons and I watched it the entire weekend, right? Because I just was that drained that I didn't even want to find something else to watch. Normally I'll pick my favorite show, which is Netflix. Which is Schitt's Creek. I'll watch that or I'll go back and forth between that and the Janet Jackson documentary or Searching for Neverland, the Michael Jackson movie that came on Lifetime a couple years ago. I love that movie. But anyway, and not to be confused with Finding Neverland. No, I'm not talking about the documentary where people was making about him. I'm talking about it's like it's a movie based on the last couple years of his life, right? His bodyguards actually created the film. They wrote the book. It was a really good book anyway. So fast forward, Monday came and I just couldn't get out of bed. I was so drained emotionally. There were so many things that were going on at work. There's so many things that are just going on in my personal life, preparing for the move, all of these things. And if you guys remember last year, around the same time, my neighbor passed away. I was going through this uprooting again. I was working with shifts at the job. You know, just a lot of things happening in your girl's life last year. And here we go to a continuation. I'm hoping this is a chapter ending of that because I really am ready for stability. I'm a person who's been in stable ground for about 8 years now. You know what I'm saying? I don't like a lot of a lot of uprooting. I really don't prefer that. But I've been enjoying this because it's really propelled me into new space in my life. But anyway, I had a dream on Monday. No, last night. Today's Tuesday. Yeah, Monday. I had a dream. And it was a dream and it lasted the entire night. And it was a dream about my father. It was me and my father, right? And many of you guys know, I'll get into the story about, you know, how significant this time period is. And this could be a prerequisite to what I'm about to be enduring in the next month or so. I don't know, but it always happens. He gets really, you know, he comes into my life around this time every year. And I'm very happy about it because he's always in my life. But here he is in my dreams, right? We're in the car. And my dad loved to drive. Like he loved to just go cruising and listen to the music with the windows down. And he's really just having a good time, right? And we're in the car. He picks me up. I can't remember if it was from work or if it was school. I don't think it was school. It had to be work. I was an adult. And we're driving. We're having a good time. And I remember feeling so relaxed. I remember feeling so calm and just safe and excited and just my dad was, you know, I was like, whoa, I felt good. I felt good. And so we were going to a house party, which isn't abnormal because that's what my dad loved to do. Like he always had friends who were throwing like a house party. or a kickback, a get together, you know. And it wasn't abnormal for him to take his kids with him. You know, we there were other kids there. We all just had a good time, you know. And so my dad, after we're driving, it seemed like it took us a while to get there. And we pull in and there's a gate. And my dad says, I forgot my wallet. He was like, I forgot my wallet. And I'm like, okay. He's like, I'm going to get my wallet and I'll be back. I said, okay, I didn't think about it. So I got out the car and I go into the gate and into the apartment or the home. And there are a lot of people in there and everyone is just asking me, you know, questions. Or they're, it's like they knew my dad was coming. So they're like, you know, where's your dad? What are you doing? Da, 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 your daddy outside. And I'm so excited, right? Because I'm just excited. I don't have in my mind. It hasn't dawned on me that. I mean, he ain't coming in. Normally when I have dreams like this, right, where my dad's driving, it's almost like I have a feeling where the pit of my stomach drops because I feel like, you know, my dad either tells me I can't go, he either, you know, disappears in broad light or something, or, you know, just something happens where I feel that and I wake up emotional, right? And in this particular dream, that didn't happen. I was in there. I was feeling really good. And and something said, go back outside, like go get your dad or go get back in the car with him before he leaves, you know. And before I knew it, I'm going back outside the gate. And as I'm approaching the gate, I wake up. Right. And so I woke up, I had that on my mind, and for some reason, Tevin Campbell's Tell Me What You Want Me to Do was on my mind. And so I woke up and I played the song a couple times while I was getting ready for work. And I got to work and I was feeling really somber, you know, just really like, I just was feeling off, you know, a bit off. And I get to work. I'm sitting down. I'm going through emails and stuff, just going through the day, and I'm listening to gospel. I'm trying to get my mind together because I am off balance, right? Off kilter. And it dawns on me that yet again, I'm reminded that I can't go where he is. It's not time. It's not time. And so I get emotional. I go to my car. I'm sitting down. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, and I'm like, finally, I'm like, I can't listen to gospel music. I need to listen to a sermon or something. Right. Because I can't. It's going to make me cry even harder because I was crying. And I'm like, what is going on? I text my brother and sister and let them know, like, Dad is in my dreams and I miss him so much. And then it dawned on me. Right. Like, I can't go with him. I'm OK. It's like I needed that reprieve. I needed that time with him. I needed that fun. It was like a reminder to enjoy myself, a reminder that I'm taken care of, a reminder that I'm protected, a reminder that he's always with me, a reminder that he'll be back. Right. And so after work, I leave at about 5:30. I go home. And I stopped by the beauty supply house, right? Because I got a pickup order from Target again. But I also need to get something for my hair. And I walk in and it is like a young lady who's like a little sister to me. And I hear her voice and I can't hear her. I don't know where she is. And I see her and I just hug her. I squeeze her. I'm so happy to see her face because I hadn't seen her since I left the last company. And as I'm standing in the store talking to her, and remind you, as I'm going to the beauty supply house, I see the clouds looking real like dark, like it's going to rain. But my app says it's not going to rain. They're not going to get any rain, right? Nothing's going to happen. We're going to be good. You know, it's going to be partly cloudy, whatever. But it begins to pour. I mean, pour down like it's some sort of tornado. I'm pretty sure there was a bit of a tornado somewhere. I heard sirens and stuff, but there was winds, there was rain, there was. And so I go outside as I'm leaving, and the lady, she gives me a white bag to put over my hair, or cover up, because that's how we do. We don't like to be wet up in the rain normally, So I'm walking outside, and I felt God. I was like, thank you, God. It felt so good. The rain felt so good. It felt so clearing. It felt so good. So I get home and I open up my window, immediately open up the patio window. Mind you, this patio window has not been opened all summer. I think the last time I opened it was March when I was preparing in this for spring's weather, but I have not opened this patio since March. It is September. I opened my patio and I started cooking, right, for me to eat something tonight, because that's what my pickup order from Target was. It was from the grocery. And there was this calming that came over me. Like, I can't even explain it. It was this sense of relief. It was like watching the wind, watching the storm made it was like whatever I was feeling inside, that was how I was feeling. And I became calm. I became at peace. Like, it felt so good. And I'm saying all of that to say that there are some storms that are happening in our lives, and there are things that are happening and brewing in our life, things that are being purged out, things that are being cleansed. And in the midst of all of that, we're needing to remind ourselves of the beauty of the rain, the beauty of loss, the beauty of transition, the beauty of going at it alone, the beauty of change, because it is uncomfortable. The significance of me riding in the car with my dad, I felt so safe. I felt so good. I felt so, it was just beautiful. It was like, oh, it felt good. But he wasn't really there. But he is in a spiritual sense, right? The rain, it was like a cleansing bath. We haven't had any rain in Dallas in a very long time. And a little bit of rain that we've been getting in the last week or so has been so insignificant that everything was already dead, but this rain made it feel like life again. It felt so good and pure. And so it made me feel like there's a change that's coming. There's major breakthroughs that are occurring. And for some of you, that looks like purging out crying. For others of you, it looks like taking a cold shower and soaking in a bath, or allowing yourself to swim. Maybe go get in some water, bodies of water. Go to the ocean, allow yourself to cleanse. Maybe it's needing to just let go of some things emotionally. Whatever it is, it could be connecting to you spiritually, paying attention to your dreams. Whoever, whatever is in your dreams is a message there. It's something that's trying to teach you something, show you something, let you know that you're not alone, give you a bit of safety, give you a bit of clarity, peace. All of this is coming, right, up for you. And it's because we are in this very unique place. A place that is asking us to be present, a place that is asking us to be real, a place that is asking us to be honest, a place that is asking us to really dig deep and find ourselves in the most vulnerable way so that breakthroughs can happen. Because there's a lot of new beginnings that's happening. There are a lot of new buds that are being illuminated, but they're not going to be seen if there's no rain. They're not going to be seen unless you water them. You have to water the plants. You have to water your garden. You have to water yourself. You have to bathe yourself. You have to cleanse yourself. You have to allow yourself to be healed emotionally. And that's what that rain and that storm felt like to me. It's like a cleansing of what I had been feeling for the last few days, finally washing away. And it's because a lot of times we're operating in this stoic space, a space that is so hard, and it prevents us from being vulnerable. It prevents us from expressing ourselves emotionally. It prevents us from being open, honest, clear about what we feel, because we're so detached from them. But What if the blessing is in that tear? What if the blessing is in the emotion you feel? What if the blessing lies in the ability to connect on a heart level? It's trusting that it's all happening, going after that, building something real in the matters of your heart. Like, it is so beautifully transformative if you allow it to be. There's this unexpected turnaround when it comes to things that you've been asking for. And you may have been wondering, why have, you know, things been moving so slow? Why have, you know, the things I've been praying for, wanting, have not come to pass? And a lot of it is because it's right in front of you, but it's not presented in the package that you want. It's not presented in the way that you want. You're looking for an emotional outburst, but it could be in the job. It could be in doing the work. It could be in the practical things. It could be in what you're sowing. It could be in, you know, implementing things on a practical level that connect to you on a heart level that actually create the abundance you're searching for. This is a lot of different changes and endings and transformations that are happening in the form of how you do things. How you speak on things, the offers that are coming to you, does it connect to you on a heart level? If it doesn't, then it's not going to be a fruitful space for you, especially going into a season that's requiring you to do the work on a grounding level. You can't just dig. You got to also sow, but you can't just sow. You got to nurture and water too. So yes, there's going to be a change in how you view the work you do. There is going to be a change in how you view the significance of your presence. It is so much deeper than the accomplishments. It's so much deeper than the opportunities. It's so much deeper than the people you know. It's so much deeper than where you stay. It is about every aspect of that connecting to your heart. Because that's where the nurturing, the protecting, the significant changes come from you as an individual in entirety. So be on the lookout for confirmations that are surrounding your stability. And be on the lookout for what that makes you feel like. Because you've been holding yourself back for so long, because it's not that you don't want to be committed to it. It's not that you don't really care about it. It's not that it doesn't really make you happy. It's because it brings a part of you out that you're not comfortable with. And that emotion that stares up in you is what you're attempting to run from, but you can't, because that's the key. That's the key. So perhaps that's where you're needing to start. What do you feel about that thing you've been praying about? What do you feel about that place that you are living in or wanting to go to? What do you feel about the future that you said you were invested in? What do you feel about it? And that's where we have to start from. We have to start from there. Okay. This rain, this storm seemed to have poured in something that I don't know. It just feels like it's a major breakthrough, major accomplishment, major hurdle has been literally removed. Because whatever that wind brought in, whatever that rain brought in, it brought in change. It brought in peace. It brought in opportunity. It brought in unity on the heart level. It's really beautiful. And it's really amazing if you allow it to be. Okay. So I hope that you're paying attention to that, and you're paying attention to the emotions surrounding it, and knowing that it is all working out the way it needs to work out on a core level. I believe in you guys so much. I am so grateful, so honored, and it is a privilege to be in this space with you. We are transforming in ways that we don't even know how to articulate. But it is so good, and it feels so good. Please be gentle with yourself. Continue to be gentle with others. Continue to move as if you're in sacred land, because you are. And until our next episode, bye.